Okay, yes. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much for holding. So I was able to find out more information about those questions you had there. And yes, our digital
Okay.
home phone service is a voice over IP. Okay, so that
Okay,
is
great.
that. And then for the brands, phone brands, you can use any regular house phone brand. So it doesn't have to be anything specific. And
Okay.
then if you would like to see about choosing your own phone number, we can put that in at the notes at the end of the form. And they'll be when they contact you for to set up installation, they'll be able to give you more information about selecting your phone number.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I could give them a range of different things that they could look for and see, because I tried one that I'd want to get, and when I dialed it, it said, this number is not in service at this time. So I don't know if, because I'd want to get it in the 845 area code, and then you get a specific 7-digit number that matches another number I have,
Okay, yes, I understand. And we can go ahead and put that in. I'll go ahead and add that as a note at the end of the form here. Let me see here. And then we can go ahead and add that there for the team to look at there. So you would like to go ahead and add a phone service to this order here?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. And then you would like to see about the check the new numbers. Okay, and then will you be needing any telephone jacks installed at your house?
No, we won't need any. Now, is that something that, because where you're going to install the location, and another important thing to please put down on my application is that I walked through the setup at my place with a gentleman, Mike, in your construction crew, and we followed exactly the path from a pole underground into my house. And so he was very, I know that you have many people, but I'm just saying is I want to make sure that the path from the pole and then to go underground into a specific place in my home, that route is done. And if indeed, if it'd be possible for Mike from your construction team, who came by my home last week, if he could be the construction person, because we walked over it all very carefully. So I don't know how that goes.
Okay, yes, I understand. And so what I can do is that's another thing I can do and mention in that form there at the end that you would like to see if Mike from construction is available because you already were speaking with him, and I can go ahead and put that at the end of the notes as well.
Great, great. That'd be wonderful, because we have specific paths that from the first available pole goes underground to my house. So, but anyway, to answer your next question is if it would be possible to install. How much does that cost? Because the main phone would be in my office, which is like immediately adjacent to where the modem would be put in, so that you wouldn't need to put a jack there. But for me to get a jack elsewhere in the home, how does that the cost of that get factored in?
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. I'm not seeing a price on here. I can go ahead and ask that question as well. Let me see here. Okay, hold on one moment. Let me just write that down here. Okay, so I've gone ahead and asked that question as well, but we can go ahead and continue here just to go ahead with the form. And then when I do receive that answer, I'll go ahead and let you know about that as well.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see here. Okay, yes, I did already receive an answer actually. Okay, it is $49 for each jack.
Oh, that's a steal. So yeah, that'd be wonderful to have there are two specific places where I would like it. So that would be wonderful. Yeah, so let's figure for two jacks.
Okay, yes, okay, so two. I'll go ahead and put that down here. And then would you like an additional phone line or just the one?
That's a good question. Now, the way I have voiceover IP at my home in Louisiana, and the way it works is I thought that even if you have just technically one line where people can only call you from one line, but that I was used to with different phones that there would be random line I'm gonna use the word line in quotes, that if someone, it's not like a landline thing where you have one line and you have one line and that's it. That voiceover IP sort of had sort of like one line per physical phone or something like that, and it was able to like put people on hold and do a conference call and things like that. I don't know how voiceover IP works with you guys, or if that's a different thing for each phone. I don't know how it works as far as the number of lines. I mean, I put it this way, I only want one phone number, that when people call in, it's only one phone number. But I know that in some voiceover IP situations, you have more lines, but you don't have different numbers per se, if this makes any sense.
Okay, yes, I understand. And so for this question here, an additional phone line would be an additional phone number. What they mean here is just like how many phone numbers would you like to have?
Well, I only want one number.
Okay,
That much I can
yes.
tell you. I only want one number. But so when I get different phones, then if I pick up the phone and I dial and someone on the other side of the house picks up the phone, there's only one line, period. There's not more than one line, even though, again, I'm not referring to people calling in. There'd be one phone number there. But you're saying is to get different lines, to get more than one line, you need to pay for the additional $25 a month.
Oh, okay, yes, I see your question there. Okay, yes, that is another thing I can ask real fast. Let me just place you on a brief hold and ask about that before we move on in the form, and I can see about that,
Okay.
the phone line. Yes.
Yes, please. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hold on one moment.
Okay.